Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County, and we would like to hear your responses. First of all, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
I haven't paid attention.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right direction or wrong direction?
I haven't paid attention.
Oh, but I mean in general. You can answer anything at all in your own words based on what you have seen or heard. Do you think we're going in the right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Schools.
Schools. And how would you rate economic condition in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not too concerned.
And I'm going to read you a short list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. And please, just tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The first one is the public transportation. How would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Offering job opportunities in your field. How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Availability of affordable housing. Excellent,
poor.
Good, fair, or poor? Poor. Okay. And now, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor. Quality of the public schools, how would you rate that?
Fair.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Availability of quality healthcare?
It's fair.
Fair. And the last two, public safety and low crime, how would you rate that?
Poor.
And a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you so much. And now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair,
fair,
or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Fair.
And what about retirees?
What?
Excellent, good, retirees? Retirees people?
Oh, retired, okay.
Yes. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Young single people?
I'm going to say poor.
Okay. Families with children?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Fair or poor?
It's poor.
And people living, I'm sorry, people like you, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Racial and ethnic minorities, excellent, good, fair, or poor? What do you think?
Fair. Fair.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Just the last few questions. We're 75% now, and thank you so much for your kindness to help us. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good,
poor.
Or poor? Okay. And it's over poor. The next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same over the next 5 years?
Improve.
Okay. And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, just somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. And how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And how lucky are you an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat lucky. Somewhat.
And in your opinion, what is the primary reasons that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? I have a short list. I have poor economic conditions or lack of jobs, family reasons or retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, or cost of living or illegal immigration.
Retirement.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Or Republican. Political? Republican.
And what is your age? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employing a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
No.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? $25,000 and $40,000, between $40,000 and $74,000, or $75,000 or more?
Below.
Thank you. Below $25,000, is that okay?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I am retired.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, yes or no?
Yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.